Well, welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we are continuing to focus on the coronavirus response and impacts, and we're now joined on the telephone by Tuolumne County Supervisor Carl Rotifer, who represents District 5 and has been taking a lead among the board on some of the issues regarding local businesses and trying to see that businesses can move through the stages as quickly as possible. Supervisor Rotifer, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome, BJ. Thanks for the invite. Always love talking with you.
Well, it's great to have you back on. So first off, for people who aren't familiar, you know, what kind of happened this week or late this week when it comes to moving to stage two, and what does it mean for the county?
Well, on Monday, BJ, the governor announced that the state, as of effective today, was going to early stage two. And what that meant basically was businesses, non-essential businesses, could reopen, but they were limited to curbside service in a general nutshell. That doesn't help our local businesses very much. Most of our shops aren't set up to operate in that mode. But he did also announce that on Thursday that certain counties that could attest to certain criteria laid down by the state would be able to accelerate through phase two, which would mean that we could then open up our businesses to in-store shopping, our restaurants into in-restaurant dining, and the such. So that was announced on Monday. On Thursday, he announced that he would be publishing that criteria the following Tuesday. But he also, the state health office also released a 32-page document outlining the criteria and the necessary things that you have to meet for a local health officer to attest that the county, in conjunction with the Board of Supervisors, to attest that the county would move into, was ready to move into an acceleration through phase two. Our county health officer worked all through Friday the rest of Thursday and all through Friday trying to get through that entire document. It was quite cumbersome and quite labor intensive. My best information as of 4:30 on Friday when we taped this was that she likely would not be able to complete that and get attested by the end of Friday. We are hoping to get that attestation and the phone call that with the state that she's required to make to close the loop on that as soon as possible. Certainly, I think by Monday we will have that in place. So that's kind of what's transpired this week.
And then Tuolumne County, are we in a pretty good spot to be able to move through phase two quickly?
I think our public health officer and the board, I think it's fair to say, all feel that we are currently in phase two. I don't mean that as in the stores are open, but we are in a situation, a circumstance with respect to the virus that we can operate fully in phase two. Safely and be prepared to deal with any migration of the virus into the county.
And then Tuolumne County, has there been quite a bit of coordination with like groups like CSAC and other counties to look into this matter?
Yeah, obviously we're working through CSAC, which is the California State Association of Counties, the Rural Counties Representatives of California, which is, I think it's about 36 or 38 of the counties in California. Most of them are rural, the rest are suburban counties. And we've been putting pretty constant pressure on the governor to give maximum authority and flexibility to local governments to move through the recovery process as meets their circumstances. So that's been going on, and it's not, those are just the associations that our supervisors are members of. But we're also operating through the State Executives Association, which is all the CEOs or CAOs of the states, counties, and our public health associations. And we're also partnering Gateway Partners, Madera, Mariposa, and Tuolumne County. We're also partnering with Calaveras County or coordinating with Calaveras County. And we're in a larger valley coalition of counties that includes Merced, Stanislaus, and San Joaquin counties, among others. So we're putting the pressure on the governor from every direction we can to give us as much latitude and flexibility. He's resisting some of that, so we'll just keep pressing.
I know a lot of people, too, are wondering about New Maloney's Reservoir and the potential to put boats back in the water. What's kind of the status and going on there?
Well, we started last week trying to get Maloney's opened up once the governor allowed boating activities on that week's Tuesday address. Obviously, Maloney's is owned and operated by the Bureau of Reclamation, so there's some federal coordination that has to go on with that. We tried last Wednesday or Thursday to try and get it opened up for last weekend. The glitch was getting it through all of the hoops at the federal government. We were able to do that early this week. The Department of Interior sent, or this past week, the Department of Interior, the Secretary of the Interior, sent a notification to the state that they intended to open up Maloney's, as well as Berryessa, Lake Berryessa. And they are required by the president's guidance to at least get an acknowledgement from the state that they have received that. The state doesn't have to approve it. They can open it up without state approval, but they do require an acknowledgement of receipt of the letter. And that letter got to the governor's office on, I believe, Tuesday or Wednesday of this past week. And as of 4:30 on Friday, when I'm talking to you, I am not aware that the state has bothered to acknowledge that receipt. So we're waiting on the governor and his office. We've been trying to put pressure on that office to at least make that acknowledgement. But until they do, the Department of Interior is not going to give the okay to open it up. Hopefully, by the time we're talking, somebody's out on a boat on Maloney's listening to this, and we will have been successful.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking to Supervisor Carl Rotifer on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We'll continue this conversation in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment coming up in just a minute.